let's give God glory in the house today. Anybody know God is real? Come on, let's praise Him. Come on, let's clap our hands and lift our voices. Come on, cry, tell Him. Sing it for me now. Jesus. Nothing too hard for my God to do. Every storm that I face, He's carried me through. When I'm down and out, He lifts me up. I know that He'll be there to help me. Just talk to my Jesus, He helps me to stand. When my broke need a lot of money, my friends acting funny, He's always right there. He's always gonna help me. And no other. I'm good. I know that He's real.
Well, hello, 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 and glory, 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 everyone. Welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, and you were just listening to Jeff Wilford and the Volunteer Mass Choir with Jesus Is Real. Woo! Today, I want to first stop and thank my Heavenly Father and my Lord and Savior for lifting my body up and lifting my spirits up to let me come to you again. A little late, but I am here, and that's all that matters, is that we're here, and we're here to hear the word. Now, this edition of this show is called Live Life, because Christ came and died in order for us to live and to have life and to have it abundantly, and we're going to get into that. But before we do, I want to pause a moment for a prayer point. When you pray, as I told you last show, God is not looking for us to be hypocrites, to be yelling and just saying multitudes of words like the hypocrites in the synagogue and on the street corners, you know, these lofty prayers. He's not looking for that. He's not looking for that at all. He's not impressed. He wants a simple conversation. And you start out with just acknowledging who He is, thanking Him for what He's done, acknowledging our Savior, thanking Him for what He gave us, life, by giving up His own. And He's coming back to get us. So you thank them for those things. then you simply give your petition. Ask your wants, your needs. Talk to the Lord, because he hears us through Christ. Not directly. He hears us through Christ. So, and end your prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen. Because anything that the Son asks for, the Son receives. And the Son, if we don't forget, is our advocate when it comes to God. He's the liaison between God and us. He's our negotiator. Let's get into the Word. Now, if we go to, we're talking about living life and living it abundantly. That's the prayer point for the week, by the way. Just have a conversation with God and follow that simple formula. Now, let's get into the reading of the week. We're going to be coming from, you know, first I want to say, when we say life abundantly, that means in a large quantity, massive, huge, you know, it just exceedingly, excessively, those, you know, it's huge. So when God is saying live life and living it abundantly, he wants us to live life big, spiritually big. Now, we think big balling when it comes to worldly things, you know, I'm going to live large. He's not talking about that. Being full of life, full of vigor, full of energy, full of joy, that's living large. And then wrapping all of that up to get all the promises that God has promised you will make you the richest person in the world. Because remember, our Father is rich. He has many houses with many mansions. Don't forget who our daddy is. Let's go over to John, the 10th chapter, the 9th to the 11th verse. And it says, I am a door. If anyone enters by me, and this is Jesus talking, he will be saved, and he will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may I have come so they may have life, and they may have it more abundantly. I am a good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Well, we know one thing, that the thief is the devil. It always says the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But we are the sheep of God's pasture, and Christ is our shepherd, which means we can go safely in and out of the pasture to get what we need, to graze, to get exercise, to get what we need, and feel safe, because the shepherd protects the sheep. And that we have Jesus protecting us from the evil one. So there's nothing can happen. So we might as well relax, because he gave us life. He gave up his life so we could have life and have it abundantly, excessively, large. Large quantities just overflowing. He gave up his life so we could have it that way. But we have to accept that gift. And we can't embrace the gift when we're afraid of the evil one. He has him under control. Don't worry about that. Let's go to Ecclesiastes, the 8th chapter, the 13th to the 15th verse. And it says, yet because the wicked do not fear God, it will not go well with them. And their days will not lengthen like a shadow. There is something else meaningless that occurs on earth. The righteous who get what the wicked desire, and the wicked who get what the righteous desire. This too, I say, is meaningless. So I commend the enjoyment of life, because there is nothing better for a person under the sun than to eat and drink and be glad. Then joy will accompany them in their toil all the days of their life God has given them under the sun. Note, it says joy will accompany your toil. We're still going to have troubles. We're still going to toil. We're still going to go through things in this life. But to go through something with joy is something that only God can give you. something that Christ has given us, that abundant life that he's provided for us, and to go through it with pure joy no matter what's going on is the key to life, everybody. All right, I want you to think about it, meditate on it, reread these verses, ask God for wisdom. He says anyone who asks for wisdom will receive it. And then ask the Holy Spirit to unleash those mysteries of the Bible for you so you can help understand and pull all of this stuff together. We're, of course, going to get back to this and see what the Holy Spirit has to say in addition to that. But for right now, we're going to, because we'll move on to the first song, which is Fire by Meshete Moloi. Now, the news of abundant life should get you so excited that it ignites a fire in you. And what I mean by fire is that it gets you so just on point, just raring to go for Christ, that you have this burning desire to be in his will. You have this burning desire to receive that joy, to receive that peace, to receive those blessings that he has to offer. Get it in your spirit and keep your fire burning. And that's who we're going to go to right now. It's Fire by Meshete Moloi. Everybody, here we are.
It's a new day and I got a new song to sing. The fire in my soul keeps on burning. I want it to burn up everything not like you. Cleanse me through and through. Flesh to die, so let the oil of your anointing burn tonight.
That was Fire, everybody. Meshete Moloi. And we're going to keep on moving with the show. Next up on the mic is going to, you know, we're going to go with Victory by R4. Because we have the victory in Christ, everyone. He not only died for our life, he demonstrated the power of God because he rose from the dead. Okay, so we have the victory and we have it with Christ. Victory by our prayer, everybody. Here we go.
I told you, ladies and gentlemen,
check this out.
We're going to do a song that you never heard before.
Life and the way I live, this ain't business, this ain't music, this is what I teach my kids. We never fold up, we never fall back, we never relent, and what you call that is being sold out. Above all that, we believe him and give it all back. I am perfect in my purpose, and my worth is in my service, and my thirst is for true worship, and you can learn about it all in my verses. I'm just a young boy from the south side of Chi-Town, I represent.
I never be insane, cause he showed me that there's nothing I should fear.
Everybody, that was Victory. Victory by R4. And if you're just joining me, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie. And this is the Live Life Spiritual Sessions with Pastor McCarty. All right, everybody, it's that time. It's time for the Gospel House Dance Mix by yours truly. The rules for the dance mix from both my mix and our resident DJ, DJ Shaheem's mix is this. The purpose is for you to get up off your feet for 15 minutes and give God some praise, glory, just praise Him, praise Him, praise Him for any and everything He has done in your life. Because there's something that He's done good for you no matter what you're going through. Your ability to listen to me right now is a blessing because you have life right now. He gave you another day. So we're going to get up and we're going to praise Him for all of those things and give Jesus some glory and honor as well. The other part of this is you're going to listen for the message that was embedded in the mix based on the words, beats, and sounds. Because this mixing is a ministry within itself. So DJ Shaheem is coming up on the latter half of the show, but for right now, get off your feet if you can. If not, dance in that spirit like me. But everybody, here is the mix by Sister Poochie. Here we go.
Keep on. I'm DJ. Stay tuned and listen to the sounds of my voice. I'm here to tell you it's time to rejoice. Better days are coming just for you. I don't care what you think you're going through. We go through things cause there's lessons to learn. And negative feelings we must overturn. Some things are cloudy and gray. Just be patient, there's a better day. Say you
All right, everybody. That was the Sister Poochie Gospel House Mix. It was called the Spiritual Trance Mix. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you got a chance to get off your feet and give God some praise, some glory, and some honor. All right, we're going to keep this rolling, because since we already in this spirit of praise, we're going to roll into DJ Shaheen's mix for the week, everybody. Same rules apply. Get off your feet and listen to the gospel mix, gospel hip-hop mix by DJ Shaheen, my resident DJ. Here we go.
It's the world's greatest DJ.
You're listening to DJ Shaheen.
Okay, we're all listening.
Yeah. Damn. Dollar, I'm made. Rock and roll, yo, we marching. Yo, we marching. Yo, rock star. Kissing, guns and roses. Rock and roll, yo, we marching. Yo, we marching. Yo, rock star. Dollar, I'm made. Rock and roll, yo, we marching. Yo, we marching. Yo, rock star. Kissing, guns and roses. Rock and roll, yo, we marching. Yo, we marching. Yo, rock star. If you really lit, lit. Yeah. If you really lit, lit, get up and up, motion. Yeah, we motion. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I ain't stressed out, put my clothes on. Vintage tees, put my clothes on. Holy jeans, so I guess I'm holy. Beverly Hills, like I'm Mexican. You either get it or you don't. You either feel it or you don't. Why you tryna fix it? It ain't broke. Music feeling in your soul. Say you read what you sow. The sauce came back 100-fold. Jimi Hendrix with the flow. God see my soul. Dollar, I'm made. Rock and roll, yo, we motion. Yo, we motion. Kissing, guns and roses. Rock and roll, yo, we motion. Yo, we motion. Yo, dollar. Dreams do. Said I can't, I'm like, who is you? Shine like a star, reaching for the stars. My God in charge, like that Dodge car. In the studio, air night or late night. Legendary, like that gold gun on Fortnite. My God died and he rose. On the third day, now that's rock and roll. Why do you, why do me better? Summertime, I be rocking leather. We marsh in my shows. We lit at my shows. Dollar, I'm made. Rock and roll, yo, we marshin'. Yo, we marshin'. Yo, rock star. Kissin', guns and roses. Rock and roll, yo, we marshin'. Yo, we marshin'. Yo, rock star. Dollar, I'm made. Rock and roll, yo, we marshin'. Yo, we marshin'. Yo, rock star. Kissin'.
Hallelujah, amen. Look, Ma, I made it out the basement. Look, T, he ballin' like Will Chamberlain. High stove, cook up the dough, come and taste it. Hallelujah, amen. Rose gold chain with a praying hands. Young T, destined for greatness, that's my alias. Zoom off in the spaceship with my aliens. Hallelujah. From the cove, I was 13 with a proposition to cook up the stove. I could see the future, it was international, we flown. I saw lights blind and they knew all the words to my songs. I was stage diving, then I signed my name on they clothes. Mama watching from behind me backstage with my folks. I could see it vivid in my dreams, then it turned to smoke. Nightmares haunting me, constantly coming for me, most. Yeah, yeah. stove. I was 16 when my first homie got murdered in the cold blood. Hold up, look, see, it's a cold world. Keep your eyes open. Devils keep approaching, provoking. Will I be next? My paranoia keep controlling. Jehovah spoken. He said, young T destined for greatness. That's the chosen. Angels speak to me like Mary Joseph. They singing hallelujah. I say amen with praying. Yes, I am.
Hallelujah, amen. Look, my, I made it at the basement. Don't let the jersey fool you, bro, I ain't playing. Speed off in my spaceship with my aliens. Hallelujah, amen. Look, my, I made it at the basement. Don't wait for my downfall, I can't land. Bumping Jesus music in my grace today. Hey, look at young Trip from the D. Still in high school when I signed a deal in my teens. Some tried to change my plan, but I ran full steam. I just couldn't let it go, my nicotine kind of dream. Can I get a amen? Hey, pick this up on your antenna, amen. Young T's a rookie, I guess I'm a veteran. Out here reaching for my goals like the Space Jam with my aliens. Hey, coach, I wanna play. Put me in the game, I feel like I'm a shadow wag. Oh, 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 me no disobey. Trippin' in the kitchen, finna whip up a souffle. Hey, I might give me a trophy. Our captain's gone, but he's raining remotely. I'm sweating like it's game 7, double OT. Time set this record, I send back a praying hand emoji. Hallelujah,
hallelujah, amen. Yeah. Look how I made it out the basement. Look, T, he ballin' like Will Chamberlain. Hot stove, cook up the dough, come and taste it. Yes.
Hallelujah, amen. Yeah. Look, man, I made it at the basement. Don't wait for my downfall, Jesus. I can't land.
From the dead, you will be saved. child, hold your head, don't cry. On the real, he would never lie. For our sins, Jesus gave his life. He said it is finished, then he died. This ain't where it ends, he rose from the dead. Did just what he said, he rose from the dead. With nails in his hand, but he rose from the dead. Yeah, he rose from the dead, yeah. Jesus loved you, yeah, you're precious in his sight. He called you the apple of his eye. No matter what you're facing in this life, just know that he is right there by your side. In him I am resting. He saved me from suicidal thoughts and deep depression. And he could save you too, yeah, he could save you if you let him. Just quit the second guessing and receive the gospel message. Yeah. Trust me, I'm a witness, yo. Just when I was feeling low, he stepped in and healed my soul. Took everything I did and falling through it in that river, bro. Not to be remembered, no. Jesus is our living hope. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Child, hold your head, don't cry. On the real, he would never lie. For our sins, Jesus gave his life. He said it is finished, then he died. This ain't where it ends. He rose from the dead. Did just what he said. He rose from the dead. Crown of thorns on his head. But he rose from the dead. Yeah, he rose from the dead.
Spinning on the ones and twos, it's DJ Shaheem. You're in the mix with DJ Shaheem.
All right. That was DJ Shaheem, my resident DJ's mix for the week. I hope you got a chance to get your praise on. Really get your praise on. All right, everybody. We are rolling down toward the end of the show, but we do have time for another song. But before we go into that, it's time to get back to the reading of the word, because that's the reason we're here. All right, it's about living life. And we're going to start off from John, the 10th chapter, the 9th to the 11th verse. And it says, Jesus says, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and he will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and they may have it more abundantly. I am a good shepherd, and the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Now, I want to point out a couple of things. Once we know we're going to be saved, if anyone enters into the kingdom through Christ, through believing in our Lord and Savior. But he also says that we will be able to come and go freely in and out of the pasture to get what we want without fear of the evil one, the devil. That's who the thief is, who God is saying clearly the only purpose of the devil is to kill, steal, and destroy. There's nothing good or positive that's going to come out of our interaction with him. So we know what his purpose is. But Christ is there because he's our good shepherd. He said, I lay down my life for you, which I've already done. I got the victory. There's nothing to worry about. We don't have to worry about the evil one. We can live life and live it more abundantly. Now, let's go to Ecclesiastes, the 8th chapter, the 13th to the 15th verse. And it says, yet because the wicked do not fear God, it will not go well with them. And their days will not lengthen like a shadow. There is something else meaningless that occurs on earth. The righteous who get what the wicked desire, and the wicked who get what the righteous desire. This too, I say, is meaningless. So I commend the enjoyment of life, because there is nothing better for a person under the sun than to eat and to drink and be glad. The joy will accompany them in their toil all the days of the life God has given them under the sun. So what he is promising here is that pleasure and peace and joy that comes from just the simplicity of just being glad, eating, drinking, and being merry. You know that old saying, eat, drink, and be merry. The Bible is telling us to do that because Christ has died so that we can have life and have it in abundance. And remember, abundant means, you know, grand, large capacity. You know, it's just more than we can ever imagine is what I'm trying to express. So the life that God has given us, that precious gift each and every morning that he wakes you up, we have to live it and live it to its fullest. That's what the word is saying. That's why Jesus died. And that's the precious gift that he's given to us. If you want to discuss this a little bit further, you have any questions about it, hit me up at jhomorg1@gmail.com or go to our website jhomorg.org. That's jhom.org, and you can contact us through there too. If you want to talk, get some further clarification on this, request a song, become an artist on the show, anything you want from JHOM. We're here. I also want to announce that our Empowerment Award is returning in November, and there's going to be more details on that. But that is a monetary award that we give out to deserving people, and more details to follow. Let's see how you can get a chance to win the Empowerment Award. Okay, everybody, let's roll into Break Free by Project Oasis. Here we go.
Break free. started, intent on discouraging me. Stepping into my boat, not giving into what I see. Nothing comes from holding back. It's finally time to break free.
Who I was, who I am, they are so different.
Again, the four seasons, which be the one you settle in? Look, no settling for sin in this drought, boy, that's treason. The Israelites wandered through that desert 40 years for a reason. Even Adam and Eve, when tempted and deceived by that serpent that the tree did eat, and with insight into enlightenment, consequence the fall, evicted out of Eden. But autumn events couldn't prevent the one who interceded. Though coldly mistreated, the sweet blood was pleaded to cover the deep-seated depravity of humanity. Vanity of vanities, the life without God, Jesus Christ the Lord. See, I know this life is hard. Snakes up in your yard, even in the winter, they below the surface like some sharks. Hard to make the part like a nappy head, but instead of trying to shoot him dead, give him bread and give him shed. And on his head, you could tread like a sled. That being said, we made it through the darkest night. Blossom like a butterfly, take flight with the right's liberation.
Break free in love.
Everybody, that was Project Oasis with Break Free. And of course, we have come to the end of the show. I want to thank you all who listen all around the world. You know, appreciate it from the bottom of our heart. JHOM is here for you. If you need anything and you need someone, we're here. That's what our purpose is. The Journey Home Outreach Ministries has been doing this for 15 years, and we're proud to keep doing it as long as God has asked us to. All right, we're going to roll out of this show like we always roll out of this show with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. Everyone, peace, love, and blessings until we meet again. See you next week.